My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
This is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle, and it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going.
Dad? Dad? Dad!
Follow your Crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99 with your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.
Off the ball. GAA.
I had no league medal. Cork hadn't won a league since 1998, I think. We were in the league final in 2015 against Waterford. I was captain that year. And are you telling me I didn't want to walk up those steps and miss the cup?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
So welcome to the Sunday kickback. I think we need a kickback ourselves, Vinny. What a game. You'd almost take your breath away. Basketball type, you referenced a couple of times. But Spurs, through all the doubts, get over the line, and having their bodies back was a huge key today.
Yeah, I think Spurs had more intensity than Manchester United in terms of that forward area. When you think of Kulusevski, think of Madison, you think of Son, you think of Tete up front. They probably had more quality in there. It's funny, interesting to see the reaction, how other people seen it. I've seen an exciting game end to end, but at the same time, I understand people will pick holes in the lack of quality in the final tour from both. Haaland looked really isolated for Manchester United. Zerski had a couple of flashes where you went, yeah, you can see he's got real quality. Garnacho missed the easiest chance of the whole game. But it was typical Spurs, where they were very, very good going forward. Spence was probably the best player on the pitch for a long period of time, outside of Madison, obviously, who got the goal. But it was typical of them. They gave away a hell of a lot of chances, and United probably... the right team won, but Manchester had a lot of big chances as well. It could have easily been a 7-5 game, to be honest with you, in terms of chances. Vicario made some brilliant saves as well, must be said. So look, typical what we expected, probably expected more goals, but in terms of the style of play, both teams are way off the level that's required. But I think this is a big 3 points for Tottenham Hotspur. I think with the players coming back, you mentioned it, that's a huge night for them today.
It feels like it was roles reversed, which we touched on the commentary as well. So from the Spurs perspective, Vicario, Madison obviously with the match winner, big impact on the game. You're looking at the United performance and you're looking at Manu, you're looking at Ahmed, the most goal and assist maker in the team is gone, and they've no real attacking options on the bench. So Spurs fans will nearly be kind of rubbing in a twisted way that for once we got the better side of an injury crisis.
Yeah, and they also, Spurs and Doggy on the bench, they had Johnson come off the bench, so that's really good from Sarr coming off the bench, and that gave them an injection of legs and pace and intensity. United never really made a change, and look, I think we've got to be careful how we judge people. It's early in Amorim's tenure, but I mean, he came in and said they needed to improve on their fitness levels. I felt that was a dig at Ten Hag, and they didn't look fit today. They didn't look like they had enough legs in their team. And I know they've got some aging players in Casemiro and that, but he's selecting these players. Yes, we know he's got injuries, but there has to be question marks about his sort of insistence on sticking to this system, because the reason Jed Spence was the best player on the pitch is he had that freedom of his left-hand side, and because of their shape, and he caused Dalot all sorts of problems, didn't know when to go in after him and when not to, and he Dalot was pinned back a little bit by Son, who probably lacked a little bit of quality. So more questions for Manchester United, absolutely. There should be. The manager has to start responding to this criticism and maybe trying to come up with a different way, because you can't keep doing the same thing and expecting different results, and hasn't been good enough. So I think it's a big day for Spurs, as I said.
You touched on it there, but that little triangle on the left-hand side, Spence driving forward, Son with the pin back, and then the goal scorer, Maddison, coming into that area then. We saw, even at half-time, it was 44 touches, but they were all pretty much in a left-winger sort of position. Clearly something they worked on. And how pleasing is a coach when you do identify something, you tell the players, and then they go to execute it, because ultimately that's what won Spurs the game.
Yeah, and there's no secret to Manchester United's shape, as we said, under Armour. So we do know there was a couple of times when Spurs were building up on the right hand side that Spence went into that midfield and Maddison found himself sort of on the left half position, and a simple switch got him out, because we know that. So, and Amorim wouldn't know that, and you've seen Dalot and Amorim sort of having a little tactical discussion a couple of times in the middle of the game. And, like, you know, what's a little bit disappointing for me at that level is we know exactly how Spurs are going to play. So there shouldn't have been any sort of real tactical changes needed. That should have been sorted out in the week build up to this game. So, yeah, I would have to have questions on them. But as I said, I know we got some criticism. If you think of what Roy Keane said about him, different bits and pieces. I think Maddison was excellent today. He's a really fine player. He drives the Spurs on. That's that little bit of quality they need in there. I know Kulusevski can play in the 10, but his is more sheer pace, where when Maddison goes in there, it's real high quality, picking out passes, and it forces people back. But
this is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle, and it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going.
Dad, Dad, Dad!
Follow your crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99 with your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
The New Balance Furon V8, crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. Experience engineered minimalism at its finest and fastest. We updated the Furon V8 for even faster performance on the pitch. Same ultra-lightweight, precision strike-focused design, now with even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud supports control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players, like Saka himself. Step up your game in the new Furon V8. Learn more and get yours at newbalance.com/soccer.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a lot of question marks for Spurs. Still, from a defensive point of view, with a lot of green shoots with the players coming back, complete opposite for Manchester United.
Maddison was the key, he was the catalyst to that. He led the charge, we saw the work rate and everything. He was really, I suppose, buzzing to be back. How important now is he for where Spurs finish up ultimately? I suppose they still have Europe to play out of both cups. The league is slippery slope, they've jumped over the kind of the one horse race really, and themselves and Manchester United at the moment. But obviously try and get some momentum in the league, but Europe has to be something tangible now for them.
Yeah, it can be if they get a run of games. I think for the manager's point of view, he's got to see a consistency in terms of players being available and fit for him. I will say, you know, for all of the criticism of Ange in terms of how he does things, he did manage his bench really well today. I mean, the temptation would have been to leave Maddison on, but he's just coming back from injury, can't afford him to miss a game. Danzos had a slight injury, took him out. Bentancur again took him out and put freshness into the team, so he made all the right calls, it feels. Probably would have took Son off a little bit earlier. Was very disappointed with him. He's probably lacking half yard, and he's had to carry that team for so long that it's good now for him to have people around him. So a lot of good stuff, but Maddison will be the key to that, I feel, in terms of his like Spurs front four are better than Manchester United front four, absolutely, no doubt about it, when they're all fit. Son, Tete, Maddison and Kulusevski, that's exciting front four, but he's got to get them all fit and he's got to keep the door closed behind them. So you could see them going on a run, and maybe that's enough to keep the manager in his job.
The United perspective, obviously the injuries are the huge caveat here in terms of who they're missing. You saw the striker options as a youngster come on to make his debut for that 2 minutes. It seems quite late in the day. They had to play Casemiro for the majority of the 90 minutes, actually. In fact, a couple of opportunities fell for him. Where does this leave Manchester United right now? The age-old question.
The club is in trouble. It's a long, long way back. And while Manchester United are, whatever argument you want, whether the top one, two, three clubs in the world, still a long way back. Culturally, there's something wrong with that club. I mean, if Bruno Fernandes is your captain, the amount of arm waving he done today, the mistakes he made, they're in serious bother as a club. The goalkeeper made some awful mistakes today. You know, you give him a bit of an out on not pushing the shot away for Maddison's goal because it's struck from just inside the box. Again, there's nothing about Manchester United. I'm not seeing a pattern of play develop. I do know they play three at the back and they play two wing backs, but I'm not seeing a pattern of play developing. And you look at someone like Ganacho, who's a good example, exciting winger in his day, getting at people, driving inside, but he's playing inverted a little bit today, and it is like, you know, it just doesn't work, and it's a square peg in a round hole, isn't it, with Ganacho? So there's a lot of things not working there. I think now we have to start asking the manager questions of is he doing the right things, and I'm not so sure. It doesn't feel like he's making the right calls.
Still though, for all the team tactics, shapes and everything like that, you want to go and analyse a sitter from Garnacho, what it was, could have been 1-1 in the first half there, and it could have been a different game completely.
Yeah, Manchester United have some good players. Garnacho is there, so good players. That's why I said you've got to make it a way of playing. So and Spurs will always give you chances because defensively they're all over the place, albeit Danzo made a big difference today, and they're not solid enough in the middle of the pitch at times, but Ganacho's got to score. But the reason, I think if he's playing for a team full of confidence and everything going the way, I think he puts that chance away, but you know, his head is down, his shoulders have dropped, and that's why I go back to their leader. If Fernandes is their leader, I think they're in trouble in terms of getting back to those Champions League spots anytime soon.
Yeah, big problems, but Spurs though get the vital victory. Just, I suppose, very, very quickly as well, Vinny, you oversaw some Irish players in action as well. Evan is making his opportunity in West Ham. It's a big, big opportunity for him, Evan Ferguson.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the game yesterday. I suppose, forget Evan for one quick second, I thought Nathan Collins' performance yesterday, when you see people live, it's obviously slightly different. Showed real leadership qualities. I think this Brentford style and the way they play really suits him. Brentford were a joy to watch for the first 45 minutes, and he was sort of the catalyst for that in terms of his ability on the ball is sort of underrated, but also his leadership in terms of getting players behind and shape and system. So if you didn't know anything about Brentford and it was your first game, you would have say he was their captain, for argument's sake. That's the leadership I've seen from him. The flip side of that, the game swung where West Ham made three changes at half time. Evan came on, was absolutely outstanding at different stages, really unlucky not to get a goal. They should have scored. Salah fired over from maybe 6-7 yards from his first sort of passage of play from Evan. So great day for Evan. Spoke to him for a fair while after the game. He's in really good spirits. I think he needed this move to get some regular game time. I don't think he's at the fitness levels now that he can play 90 minutes anytime soon. West Ham have a couple of difficult games coming up. They play Arsenal, which is obviously in the Emirates, tough. I think they play a Thursday night game as well, which would be tough again. So he's still finding his feet at the club, but he's in really good spirits, and he made the West Ham fans really responded to Evan yesterday, which is good going forward for him, and played really well. But again, him and Nathan Collins were, it was sort of almost from an Irish point of view, really proud to see the two of them playing at such a high level.
And having Potter as well, a manager that he knows, and that trust that you have, you know yourself having a trust with a player, that bond, it might seem like a small thing, but it can make a big difference to a player's confidence.
Yeah, I think also tactically, you know where Potter will want him in terms of position, and sort of that linked player. So Evan's still done a few things in the game where he's coming to shut the feet, what he would be asked to do for Brighton, but he was also able to play a little bit higher up the pitch because of the two wingers. Jarrod Bowen is obviously a real threat, and look, West Ham were very good second half. They were awful first half, and Brentford are a good side to watch. But I think Evan makes them better, and that's the positive from news from our point of view. And knowing Potter and Potter's staff is a big benefit for us. International window's not too far away, and Evan back playing is good news.
Yeah, good news to us all. So thank you, Vinny, for joining us. An entertaining game, still only the one goal in it, but Tottenham, despite all the protests, and some are probably still ongoing now outside here in North London, but it is victory for Tottenham Hotspur, 1-0.
Football on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Who you got? 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
The ball. GAA.
I have no league medal. Cork hadn't won a league since 1998, I think. We were in the league final in 2015 against Waterford. I was captain that year. And are you telling me I didn't want to walk up those steps and miss the cup?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The New Balance Furon V8. Crafted for speed. Tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. Experience engineered minimalism at its finest and fastest. We updated the Furon V8 for even faster performance on the pitch. Same ultra-lightweight, precision strike-focused design, now with even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud supports control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players, like Saka himself. Step up your game in the new Furon V8. Learn more and get yours at newbalance.com/soccer.